If at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance.
That's the voice of a famous personality who has experienced a second chance in life. And I'm about to challenge someone somewhere in the United States to identify that mystery voice for over $1,200 in cash and prizes. Also, you'll hear real people revealing dramatic details of their lives on this, the transcribed Second Chance program. Men, you can help defend America right in your own hometown. And here's popular recording artist Mindy Carson with Ray Anthony and his orchestra to tell you how.
You're in style when you step with the National Guard on any main street, USA. All the men you parade with were kids you once played with. They're doing a big job today. You can learn while you earn with the National Guard. A million right guys can't be wrong. You're in style when you step with the National Guard to keep America strong.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is your host, Johnny Olson, welcoming you to Second Chance, the program that brings you real people telling their own stories and proving that if at first you don't succeed, there's always a second chance. And today you'll meet Mr. Marks, a personnel manager who is looking for a second chance to fire his secretary wife. He's here to seek your advice on this very peculiar problem. But first, let me give you another clue in our big mystery voice contest. Over $1,200 in cash and prizes awaits the lucky home listener who can identify this famous second chance voice.
Across cities, hamlets, and desert sands, led by a pair of noble hands.
I think it would be well to repeat that new clue for you because a lot of you folks are writing them down, I know. And here's one more to add. Across cities, hamlets, and desert sands, led by a pair of noble hands. That's the actual voice that you just heard of our famous mystery voice personality who also had a second chance in life. And later I'll be calling one of you lucky listeners at home who submitted a postcard with your phone number for a crack at our tempting jackpot. Incidentally, our address is Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19, New York. You know, the more cards you send in, the more increases of your chances of being called are. All of them go into a huge barrel, and each day we select one for that very important phone call. So send in your cards with your telephone number, with your name and your address on it. The more the merrier, the better chances you have of being called, and there's $1,200 in cash and prizes there. And right now it's time to meet Mr. Marks, our studio guest. You know, the other day I read a very interesting item in the paper, and I'm sure many of you folks did too, about a cop who gave his wife a parking ticket. And it certainly must have been a difficult decision to make, because even though he was right in doing his duty, wow, there must have been a lot of fur flying at home that night. But you know, many times a man finds himself sort of between the devil and the deep blue sea in trying to make a decision that involves his work and his home life. Such a man is Mr. Aaron Marks. Hello, Mr. Marks, and welcome to Second Chance.
Oh, Johnny, it's nice being here, and I hope you can help me out of my predicament.
Well, I hope we can, too, Mr. Marks. What kind of a predicament are you in?
Well, I'm a personnel manager, and my wife is working in the same place. I don't think she should be working there, but she just refused to be fired.
Now, wait a minute. Who's in charge of the hiring and firing, Mr. Marks?
Well, presumably I am, but she just refuses to be fired.
Well, now, when you first hired your wife...
Well, it was 3 years ago when I first hired my wife, except she wasn't my wife at that time.
Oh, I see.
And about a year later, we got married. And, for 2 years now, at the time I had my doubts about her working the same place, I just felt it wouldn't work out. And for the past 2 years, I've been unsuccessful in trying to get rid of her. I'm sorry I let her talk me into it because, frankly, it hasn't been working out.
It hasn't been working out. Well, now, what seems to be going wrong, Mr. Marks?
Well, there are certain things you can tell other girls in the office to do that you can't tell your wife.
No, that's true.
For example, there's certain things like expecting to be on time. In our place, like in most places, they allow 1 hour for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She takes two.
2 hours for lunch?
Yes.
And there's not much you can do about it.
Well, it's difficult. Typing chores, which many girls don't like to do, and if there's something she doesn't like to do, she just refuses.
What about working overtime?
Working overtime. Well, that used to be something she used to do.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're married, when 5 o'clock comes around, she's watching that clock, out she goes, and whether work's done or not.
I suppose you don't dare bawl her out there at the office.
Well, she's a very sensitive girl, and fake it, I love her. I don't want to hurt her feelings.
Now, what effect does this have on the other personnel, on the other girls in the office?
Well, it's naturally, as a personnel manager, I have to try to retain a respect of the other girls, and they feel that I'm showing favors to her, that I permit her to get away with things which I normally don't allow them to get away with.
You feel it's bad policy, then?
Well, I definitely do, because it's very difficult to retain a respect. In my position, I have to.
Well, now, you naturally discuss this at home with your wife, and you're away from the office, huh?
We've discussed it when I get home. Anytime I bring up discussion, she bursts into tears, and we have a very happy marriage, and it's getting to a point where I feel that this is seriously affecting our marriage. It may sound like a simple thing, but the thing has been growing over the past few years, and come to the point where it's the only thing we fight about, and I certainly don't want this to break up our marriage.
Well, now, what does she say about this?
Well, she wouldn't let me come here myself. She feels you want to come over and defend herself, and I'd rather you wait up to herself.
Typical wife. Well, come on over, Mrs. Marks, and welcome to Second Chance. Mrs. Marks, you've heard what your husband has had to say about all this. Why don't you want to quit?
First place, it's a perfectly nice job. I like the job. I know my work. The girls like me. We get along fine. I don't see any reason why I should make a change. Besides which, if I make a change, it means I have to break in a new boss to my way of doing things. That's a lot of work.
Who wants to break in a new boss?
It really isn't worth it, honestly.
You're doing all right with the one you got,
I think I did very well.
Well, now, if you say that you're such a competent worker and all and so important to the office personnel, how come you can take 2 hours for lunch, and how come you don't want to work overtime and you refuse to do statistical typing?
Well, you see, Your Honor.
No, call me Johnny, will
it's
you?
It's like this. My husband didn't tell you that when I do take extra time for lunch, it's because he needs a shirt or he needs a pair of shorts or something like that, and I buy it for him. Of course, when I come back, it doesn't fit him anyway, so I have to take an extra lunch hour, and bring it back. Of course, they don't like me in the stores at all, but I can't help myself. I'm really doing it for him.
What about the overtime?
Well, I'm paid to work until 5 o'clock. I have to get home. The grocery store does not wait for little old Eunice to get there. I have to buy my food, and I have to go home and prepare dinner for him. He's very mad. When he's mad, when he's hungry, he's horrible.
Oh, I do as much shopping as you do.
You what?
Oh, I do shopping half the time. She just certainly doesn't do all the shopping.
Yeah, but he leaves out the things I like. And besides which, when there are crackers at 2 for $23, he buys one box of crackers. It makes me very, very mad that we lost a half a penny.
Erin, what do you say about all these arguments that she has in favor of her working?
Well, as far as her arguments are concerned, I feel that, well, maybe she has some justification, but if she was working someplace else, they wouldn't permit her any time for these things. We could just manage to do it at other times. Stores are open, for example, on Thursday evening for shopping, and if it's just a matter of this, I'll do my own shopping if that's
all. Erin, you don't feel that a husband should spend 24 hours a day?
No, I don't feel that. A husband can't spend 24 hours a day.
I'm very happy spending 24 hours a day with you. And besides which, are you trying to hide something?
You know I'm not trying to hide anything. You know who works in our office. You certainly know there's no reason for
I think you're being unreasonable. When I refuse to do statistical typing, it's because all the other girls refuse to do it, too.
Well, somebody has to do it, and I gave you the job.
So why be me? Why should I be the
It's not the point of who has to do it. You
now, just please. Now, wait a minute, you two. Now, wait a minute. Let's...
That's hard. Statistical typing is very difficult.
Yes, I agree with you. Get someone else. Look, will you hush for just a minute, please? I think it'd be a good idea to let our audience try to give you some advice on how to solve this problem. It'll be a lot safer, too. Mr. Marks, as you have heard, failed in his first attempt to fire his wife. She refused to quit. The question now is, should he risk a second chance to fire her again? And if he does, what will be the consequences? For our discussion, we'll continue after this important reminder.
It's the YMCA for brotherhood. It's the Y for leisure or play. Grown-ups or teenagers, privates or majors, are welcome at the YMCA. It's the Y for lasting friendships. At the Y you can worship and pray. Learn to be self-reliant, understanding, and why that's the good old American way. Go straight to the Y from the station. when you're away from home. They'll give you a smile and a welcome. You'll never feel alone. At the Y you'll find good fellowship, any place in the USA. That's the way of this blessed land. Reach for a friendly hand at the YMCA.
Let's return now to Second Chance. Well, you've heard Mr. and Mrs. Marks tell their problem about working in the same office together. Mr. Marks feels his wife should quit her job. She doesn't agree with him. Of course, the question arises, will firing her solve his problem, or will it create new ones at home? Do you think Mrs. Marks is right in insisting on keeping her job, or do you think Mr. Marks should take his second chance to fire her? What do you think, ma'am?
Johnny, he definitely should fire her. I'll tell you why. Just a minute now, I'll tell you why. First of all, if she was at home, she wouldn't have to rush 5 o'clock to the store and rush with her dinner. She would set half a table set, the man would come home, he'd be a very pleasant husband. What are you afraid of? He might have another girl in his office?
Do you agree with this lady that he should fire her?
I do, and if she wants to work, she should get a part-time job, and she can have time to shop and prepare his meals. And everything will be hunky-dory.
Do you agree with
that? A man and his wife should not spend 24 hours every day.
All right, on weekends. Do you agree with this man?
I think he'd be a fool to fire her. Right now, the only thing they fight about is whether he should fire her or not. But if she sits around the house all day, they'll be fighting about how the house isn't clean. They'll be fighting about how she spends the money. They'll be fighting about everything under the sun.
No, sir. She could get somebody in to clean for her.
Right about that, too.
Oh, no, they won't.
Just a minute. Ma'am, how do you feel on this?
Well, I think that she is justified. I have a brother who is a superintendent of schools, and his wife is a teacher under him, and they get along beautifully. They're together all day, night, and they get along.
You think, then, that he should not fire her?
He should not fire her.
All right. Just a minute. Mrs. Marks, you have a comment on that?
First of all, somebody suggested taking in somebody to clean. That's fine, but if I don't work, who's going to pay for the cleaning woman?
Your husband.
A part-time job will solve that.
Just a minute. Sir, what is your comment?
I think God takes care of connubial felicity, and God will also take care of this situation.
Do you agree with this gentleman, sir?
I feel that the whole answer to this problem is what she said. She said before, what's the matter? Is there something you don't want me to see in the office? She's jealous. I think she's just trying to kiss his fire.
Just a minute. Do you think that he can fire her, though, without endangering his happy home life?
No,
sir, do you feel that?
I think he ought to fire her. Because he can't expect to have his wife in the office all the time. Sooner or later, she's got to go home.
Jesus.
Take for example. Well, what if Mamie wanted to go to Geneva with Ike, or something?
I mean.
Just a minute, please, girls, please. Just a minute, you're pushing me here now, please.
Well, listen. When she got married to him, she took him for better or for worse. And if I would think, if she don't want to work there, and if he don't want her, let her stay away or go to another place. It isn't good to work together 24 hours. It's true.
You think he's justified in firing her?
Yes, it's better off.
Right. Yes, some of you disagree.
If I was the girl, I would give him notice. I would be independent. Because it is too a bad problem if a man gives his wife notice. I would be independent and just quit.
Just a minute. Here's a
Why don't you stay home and have a baby? That'll solve the whole problem.
Just a minute, please. Mrs. Marks, you want to comment on that?
It's very nice for other people to tell me to have a baby. I will have a baby when I am ready to have the baby.
Yeah, but I'm ready.
But Mr. Marks is ready.
You better have them when they're young, because when you get old, you won't get any more.
Yes.
One thing I wanted to ask him, do you take separate vacations, or do you both take a vacation together from the office?
No, we take separate vacations.
Oh, that's bad.
Just a minute.
Why do you think
that? That is wrong. You see, if she stayed at home, he worked, then she really needed a vacation, they would take it together.
Well,
and
Gary,
that's the best time when you take a vacation together, so you could watch each other.
Would you let Mr. Marks say a word, please?
I felt the same way. I feel that this way we haven't been able to have vacations together, and we have a small office force, and it's not possible to break it up as such. So I feel I'd like to take our vacation together, but we certainly can't both go at the same time.
Oh. What sort of other women do you have in the office working for you? What do they look like?
Well, I told her, as far as the others are concerned, she has nothing to worry about.
Well, I think that's her worry. She's secretly jealous of what
might happen. Well, have you thought a girl like that would
get out of bed? I do. I think she doesn't quite trust him, and that's why she's hanging around watching him. And maybe he's just making up these faults about her to get a beautiful blonde around there.
I don't sit around watching him. I have a lot of work to do.
Just a moment, please, ma'am.
You can't solve this problem like this. You have to know the people well. You have to see how they manage in their store and their place. How do you want to do that here? You want to solve a problem looking at Mr. So-and-so and Mrs. So-and-so? They're very nice.
They're very nice, I agree, but they have given all the facts, madam, about the job.
But you don't know as he behaves in the office.
What we don't know, I'm sure Mr. and Mrs. Marks will tell us, as they have told us. And right now, let's take sort of a general vote here as to how you folks feel in our audience, sort of a straw vote, as it were. And I hope that you will cooperate by standing up and being counted. How many think that Mr. Marks should take his second chance to fire his wife? Stand up and be counted. Thank you very, very much. Would you be seated, please? How many of you think he should let her continue to work in the same office? Stand up and be counted. Only about 10% think that he should let her work, and I would say about 60% of our audience feel that he should go ahead and fire her. Thank you very, very much. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Marks, that's what the majority of our audience thinks, and I hope that we've helped to shed some light on the issue. How do you feel about it now?
Will you give me a letter of recommendation?
Oh, I'll give her the best of references. Help me, I will.
If you fire her, Mr. Marks, we'll hire her, I assure you, because she's a very charming woman. Now, each of you folks who offered suggestions here in the audience will receive a nice gift in a beautiful crystal decanter of the champagne fragrance Intoxication by Dorsay, creators of world-famous French perfumes. And Mr. Marks, we have for you a gift of a lifetime, and for Mrs. Marks, too. A Helbros wristwatch. It's the watch of celebrities with lifetime jewels and unbreakable mainspring, and also a pair of handcuffs to go with it. Thank you very much. Good luck to you. We'll be back to Second Chance in just a minute.
Hello, everybody. This is Fibber McGee.
And Molly.
We've just heard about an effective way that plain everyday Americans like us can fight communism.
You mean I can fight communism, too? How?
How, Doc? By giving a truth dollar to Radio Free Europe. Your truth dollars pay for 100 words of truth on Radio Free Europe. Beam them right through the Iron Curtain to 70 million freedom-hungry people trapped there by the communists.
Radio Free Europe's broadcasts help these people resist communism by uncovering Soviet traitors in their countries, by giving them plain, honest news they can't get from their own commie-controlled press and radio.
You might say Radio Free Europe is keeping the truth turned on.
Well, you can count me in, kids. Who do I give my truth dollars to?
You send them to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
And folks, you can fight communism too by sending truth dollars to support Radio Free Europe.
Send one today to Crusade for Freedom, care of your postmaster.
And now let's rejoin Second Chance. Okay, by the clock, it's Mystery Voice phone call time. That means one of you home listeners who sent in your phone number to get a chance at our $1,200 jackpot of cash and prizes. Bob, is the call in already? Well, good. Hello, this is Johnny Olson, Second Chance, New York. Who's on the line, please? Mrs. Edith Lyons, and where are you speaking from, Mrs. Lyons? Miami, Florida. Well, how nice to talk with you on the telephone. If you get an opportunity, say hello to my good friend Jack Ross and Chuck Posner out there at the Hotel Algiers, will you? Nice to have you here on the telephone. I want to tell you now what you can win if you come up with the right answer to our Mystery Voice contest. You've been listening to Second Chance right along? Very good. Well, then you'll know that the makers of Tetley Tea will start a special Christmas fund in your name, $1 a day for the next 6 months. And remember, Tetley Tea is preferred by real tea drinkers. You'll also get a $100 bank account from the makers of Beacon Wax. And Beacon Wax gives the hardest, longest, and brightest gloss and is guaranteed to outshine and outlast other waxes. And still, there's another cash prize, a $100 savings bond from Tony, the all-new home permanent that's odor-free, trouble-free, and frizz-free as a wave can be. And for your favorite man, a three-piece gold set of King's Men toiletries, including a bottle of King's Men deodorant that keeps you shower fresh all day. And Mrs. Lyons, Second Chance will brighten up your kitchen with a brand-new RCA Estate Deluxe gas range. And there's a rotary lawnmower from the nation's leading power mower manufacturer, Motomower. And for you and your hubby, Arthur Murray will give you both $100 worth of dancing lessons at your favorite Arthur Murray studio. Now, besides all these many gifts and cash prizes, there's a vacation for you in New York. You'll enjoy your stay here at the famous Henry Hudson Hotel as guests of the hotel. And for pocket money, $50 in traveler's checks. For the trip, a magnificent three-piece set of Amelia Earhart luggage. You're still with me? Good girl. And to top off the jackpot, a Hellbro's wristwatch, the gift of a lifetime. World-famous Hellbro's, the watch of celebrities with lifetime jewels and unbreakable mainsprings. $1,200 in cash and prizes. Now, before you give me the answer, I want to play some clues for you, and here's the mystery voice.
Where the Duke doth roam is the place I call home. In Illinois, you'll find my name. No reason why the name's the same.
Okay, Mrs. Lyons, you've heard the mystery voice. Now, tell you what. I'm going to give you just 1 minute to make up your mind on who you think this famous second chance mystery voice is. Now, we'll be back with you in just 1 minute to get your answer following this important announcement.
Friends, this is Paul Jones of the National Safety Council. We have a little safety jingle here that we think may save your life.
When you're near a railroad crossing, look and listen carefully. When you're near a railroad crossing, do your best to be very, very, very watchful, very, very wide awake. When you're near a railroad crossing, give yourself a break and always, driver, take a look. Driver, take a look. Driver, take a look around and see. See the warning signs, hear the warning sounds. When you're near a railroad crossing, pay close attention to the warnings. Pay close attention to the railroad signals. Pay close attention to the warning when you're near a railroad crossing.
And now back to Second Chance. All right, Mrs. Lyons, Mrs. Edith Lyons of Miami, Florida. I've given you 1 minute there to make up your mind who you think the mystery voice is for over $1,200 in cash and prizes. Who do you think it is? Who? Claire Booth Luce? Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the right answer, Mrs. Lyons. But say, I've got something real nice for you, a gleaming 8-cup automatic Miromatic coffee percolator. Makes a delicious cup of coffee and keeps it drinking hot for hours. And thanks a lot for sending in your card. Goodbye, Mrs. Lyons. Wowie! She didn't come up with the right answer, but she was very close. She won a lovely gift just the same, and you too can participate in our Mystery Voice phone call contest by sending in your phone number on a postcard to Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19, New York. And now, here's a man with a message.
Hi, baby. I'm home.
Hi, hon. Been working hard today?
Not too hard. Had an important conference with my banker today.
Banker? My, are you the important fellow. Didn't mortgage the house, I hope.
Nope. I just dropped in to pick this up. Isn't it beautiful?
United States Savings Bond Series H, $1,000. Why, that's wonderful. Is it just like our other savings bonds?
Nope. Series H bonds pay you a current income. You see, the mailman will bring us an interest check from Uncle Sam every 6 months. At good compound interest, too.
Yes, if you want current income on a top-flight investment, ask your banker about Series H United States Savings Bonds.
Series H savings bonds pay a fine return. 3% interest compounded semi-annually when held to maturity.
You get an interest check in the mail every 6 months.
And if you need cash meanwhile, you can redeem the bonds at par after the first 6 months.
Series H savings bonds are sold in denominations of $500 and up.
Invest in Series H savings bonds, a sure way to save for your future.
Well, folks, that just about brings us to the end of another transcribed Second Chance program. I'm glad you had us tuned in. And today you heard the problem of Mr. Aaron Marks, who married his secretary and wants to know how he can take a second chance to fire her without disrupting his home life. And say, if you, the listening audience, would like to add your comments to those already expressed by our studio audience concerning Mr. Marks' problem, well, feel free to do so, will you? I'm sure he'd be glad to hear from you, and I'll pass the letters along to him. Send them to Mr. Marks in care of Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19, New York. And while you're at it, why don't you enter your name and phone number in our Mystery Voice contest? Just a 2-cent postcard might bring you a gigantic jackpot. There's $1,200 at stake right now, cash and prizes. And the address again is Second Chance, Box 423, Radio City Station, New York 19. Till tomorrow, I'll be back with another dramatic Second Chance story, then plus another Mystery Voice phone call. Johnny Olson in New York. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Weekday mornings, hear the news with Kenneth Banghart over most NBC radio stations.